And now on Tone Radio, this week's shopping forecast issued by Offshop in association with the Chicken Bone Reconstruction Service, issued at 2100 hours on Thursday the 14th of November 2013. Asda and Sainsbury's. To celebrate Peanut Butter Lovers Month, this week these supermarkets are selling nothing but peanut butter and things associated with peanut butter, like peanuts, butter, bread, peanut butter, and things you can have with peanut butter. I prefer jelly deal myself. Peanuts. Get your peanuts. Forget your balls and grow a set of nuts. Peanuts. Peanut butter rating 500. Opacity 100%. That means you can't see through it. Last night I put peanut butter on my glasses and pretended to be Elton John. Tesco Cooperative Morrison's. There's a nasty dog hiding in the shelves, brought to you by the Werewolf Association of the World. Some will be sleeping, however snarling may also be a contributing factor. If you see the Britney Spears face anywhere in store, you get £8 off cutlery in the book section. Queue length, long, occasionally really long. It's advised that children in these supermarkets dress in high-vis jackets, as the rule seen and not heard still applies here. Floor slidiness, 88. And although this is fun, it's not good for old people, who tend to die on slippy surfaces. Iceland, Farm Foods, Lidl and Aldi. The smelly man with skin that looks like bird's eye potato waffles has changed into a potato waffle in a tragic turn of events. He fell into the waffler and nobody knew how to switch it off. It's okay, he's fine now, but he works in a church because he's holy. The frozen yoghurt sale is on this week, yoghurt rating of 59, thickness is 99%, so you might have to let it thaw out. This is not the same thaw as Thaw from the film Thaw or John Thaw, who was Inspector Morse. This can be concluded by Inspector Jack Frost because he was also a policeman in a detective drama and he has Frost in his name, linking it back to freezers. Queue size expected to be 44 ET fingers in length, WH Smith's, Wilkinson's and HMV. How does it feel when you treat me like you do, and you've laid your hands upon me and told me who you are? I thought I was mistaken and I sought your words. Tell me how do I feel, tell me now how do I feel. The range, B&Q and Wickes. This week, to celebrate the lovely chicken bone reconstruction of the world's most famous rooster, Foghorn Leghorn, who died of old age in 1988, Mr. Spongy is working with the association and is inviting visitors to these stores to play with an assorted set of dinosaur bones, because Mr. Spongy loves it when you play with his big juicy bone. Now for the UK Bread Report. This week, there's been a national bread warning to all bread manufacturers, as deadly traces of Kevin Bacon have been found, and that's a risk to your health. If you've been infected, it's vitally important that you hurry to your nearest hospital at once. Symptoms include knowing all the words to Footloose and eating bacon excessively. Anybody within close proximity may also be infected. Crust thickness 11, with a bread whiteness of 100. It's enough to make your eyes bleed from the retina. Bread softness, really soft. If I were a bread man, I'd use it as a bready pillow. Radiation low. No special requirements are needed for eating bread this week. Finally, for this week's milk quality, milk opacity 60%, cream strength 60%. Police have issued a warning that milk affects the way you drive. Anyone who's pulled over by them and had too much milk will be arrested and locked away. The smile rating this week is 84, with an 80% chance that it'll change into a frown when you're arrested. Dribble needs are moderate at 36%. That's this week's shopping forecast. I'm Fred Hart.